Welcome to the official DC Comics podcast, brought to you by DCComics.com.
All right, good morning, everybody. I'm Winston Cito from Warner Brothers TV Publicity. Welcome to our session for Batman, the Brave, and the Bold. We have a great hour lined up for you. We have a brand new episode to show you guys today, featuring a character that I think has become a fan favorite. And of course, the show will be back with all new episodes Friday nights at 7:30 p.m. on Cartoon Network. Warner Home Video will be releasing The Batman Brave and the Bold Season 1, Part 1 on DVD on August 17th. Soon. And then Batman the Brave and the Bold, the video game, will be released by Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment on September 7th. Also, of course, be sure to stick around for the entire panel because you guys will be the first public audience to see a sneak peek at the upcoming Young Justice series coming soon to Cartoon Network. And as a reminder, all our panelists here will be signing at the Warner Brothers booth from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., so we hope to see you there. Also, if you're at the booth, don't forget to pick up a copy of the exclusive Warner Brothers-themed TV Guide magazine that has articles about all animated programming, including Batman, and an exclusive poster of the Warner Brothers animation upcoming Thundercats, which will premiere in 2011. All right, it's my pleasure to get it started by introducing our panelists. Please welcome first up our producer, James Tucker. Another producer, Michael Jelinek. We have Batman, Diedrich Bader. And coming in from the other side, Aquaman, John DiMaggio. And our voice director who puts it all together, Andrea Romano. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our moderator for the panel, Sam Register, the Executive Vice President, Creative Affairs, Warner Bros. Animation.
Hi, everyone. Wow. All right, first I want to start with, is the crew of Brave and the Bold here? If you're on the crew of Brave and the Bold, can you please stand up? All right, if you're on the crew, these guys. All right, so, wow, Aquaman, last second.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We didn't think.
It's rough. I got a lot of panels going on, and I didn't realize that this was going on until 5 minutes before I got a phone call.
Thanks for coming, Aquaman.
Thanks. It's awesome. Hey, I made it.
So, first off, I think that the panel next door is Klingon Lifestyles, and I just want... I want to hear them hear how much better our show is than their show. Yeah! Thank you. And I want to thank all of you who are our fans who have been watching the show. So I'm going to start off. I have this fantastic panel. But as you guys know, this will be the last 13 episodes of Brave and the Bold. However, everyone's going on to greater things. So Michael Jelinek is working on the new Thundercats series. John's got so much going on.
Woo!
James Tucker is going to be working on a new Batman series. And Dietrich has a new pilot that was just picked up by NBC. Congratulations. Thank you. So it's been great working on the show. But I start with the panel. Since it's the end, I want to sort of, Dietrich and John, I want you guys to sort of do a little improv, and I want you guys to just discuss how would Batman and Aquaman talk about the end of the show?
Thanks for coming back to the cave, Aquaman. I've got some bad news.
Well, I always know it's bad news if you're bringing me back to the cave.
Yes. Here's the thing. I don't know how much you know about, show business here, Aquaman, but...
Well, you'd be surprised how much I actually do know about show business. This is going in a very strange direction. Yes. I don't know if I'm comfortable with this, Batman.
No. You keep your clothes on this time.
Is Fluke around? Wait a minute. Hold on. Where's Fluke?
All I'm saying is, Aquaman, it's time for both of us to move on. We've been paired up a lot, but I think that maybe you ought to look for, let's say, greener seas.
Okay. Stick a trident in it. It's done.
Thank you. Perfect.
You get what you pay for.
So, I don't know if you guys know, but the Music Meister episode is up for an Emmy. So, Andrea, my question to you is, how hard is it to do, not just do the voice direction, but also work on a musical at the same time?
It's a pleasure, so no matter how hard it is, it doesn't really matter because it's so wonderful. We were so lucky with the Music Meister in particular to get Neil Patrick Harris to come and play with us. It was so stunning. And not long ago, James sent me a link to the German dub of that episode. And if you've not had a chance to listen to some of these episodes done in different languages, you can find them online. But what they managed to find in the German dubbing world, which is they're terrific at dubbing, is someone who sounds exactly like Neil Patrick Harris speaking and singing in German, which is just astonishing. And you guys as well. Really, really good versions of them speaking. But I love working on musicals. I come from a musical background, too, and it's so much fun.
So, really, Andrea, now that this show is kind of different from other shows you've worked in the superhero world, mm-hmm. do you have any sort of thoughts to sum up Brave and the Bold now that we're sort of what your thoughts were on the show?
My first exposure to Batman was the Adam West series back in the 60s. And so I was aware of Batman as a comic character, you know, as in funny comic. And then I proceeded to do various other versions of it where he was a little bit more serious and dark. But this series allowed us to kind of go back into the humor side of the characters. And not that Batman's a stand-up comic by any means, but he appreciates things that are funny that happens around him. And I liked that aspect of being able to work with people who have senses of humor and to be able to show that part of that world.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So now for the producers, we have James and Michael here. So, James, I guess some of the comments about the show is that it's not so dark. Now that you're sort of coming to the end, and I think some Batman fans, I think, were maybe disappointed that we went in a different direction. That's probably my... I threw it last year. So how do you feel, you know, that we did this lighter version and anything you want, final saying to the fans who might have been disappointed in the not so darker Batman?
You know, okay, I'm not going to say that. I always kind of think this show is like the enema that the Batman fandom needed to cleanse itself. We were getting a little too self-serious and precious with the Batman, and if you know his long history, he's been all kinds of forms, serious, more comedic, not on purpose. So we never made fun of Batman, but we put him in strange situations. And anyone who's seen any of the 50s stories, like Grant Morrison has, knows that Batman was in all kinds of situations. So we just said, open the box, throw him in different situations, see where he falls. And I had fun doing it. I think we all had fun doing it. And now proceed with the dark, dark Batman. I think he's going to be a serial killer next time.
Not if I say so. So Michael Jelinek, Michael is very nervous in front of large crowds. So I want to ask him the first. So you're getting married. How does that make you feel, Michael?
Makes me feel nervous.
So, Michael, after the success of Music Meister, there were more songs. You guys have been adding more stuff. I think in the next 13, I know there's more stuff coming. Why music? Why is Music Meister so successful, and why more?
Well, the reason we are doing music is because we get residuals. That is the only reason. James and I both seem to like musicals, so... We did the Music Meister expecting everybody to say no. We thought DC would say no, and then we thought, Sam, you would say no, and everybody kept on saying yes, yes, and it actually turned out decently, so because of that and the residuals, we're putting in more songs, and in this episode today, I think you will see one of those new songs, not sung by Neil Patrick Harris, but still pretty good.
So, John, so Aquaman is... cool again.
Yeah.
And I would think that's largely in part by you. Why is Aquaman cool, and why wasn't he cool?
Well, I think everybody's most recent experience, I think, with Aquaman in a cartoon was, the Justice League. Meanwhile, Batman and Aquaman, that Justice League. I think everybody was just... he's summoning a whale again. All right, come on. It's like, dude, you're summoning another whale? God. All right, already. I think that this turn for Aquaman was just a lot different, and it was so much more broad and just really loud and fun to do. It was just really sharp, and it was just a lot of fun. And then Andrea and these guys, they let me go. They let me play with it.
Can't try and stop them.
Yeah, I guess. Sorry.
But what I like too was that we get to see a little bit of Aquaman's home life. We meet his wife. We meet his son. We learn a little bit about not just his superheroing, but what goes on in his vacation.
Yeah, and he's a sucker for his wife, so he's just I love you so, It was just so overdramatic.
So, Dietrich, I want to introduce that Dietrich's kids are here. Odine and Sebastian, are you here?
They're over there. Yay!
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 Yay! Here
they come. They're coming up. Hold on. No.
They were last year they were Marvel characters. This year, it's Black Canary and Ra's al Ghul.
Yay!
Yay! Come on. Look at that. Oh, yeah. We did it. Awesome. And then,
stay right there. Yeah!
All right. Ra's, don't fall off the thing. We have a time for a couple of questions before we start looking at some Young Justice. Yes, sir?
The first question in line. Dietrich,
yes.
Two things. One, you rock. Oh, I've been here for the last 2 years. I've asked you about Batmobile once, and I'm pretty sure you remember me, no doubt.
Yes, of course.
Do you think there's going to be any more Justice League members or a special one-hour Justice League guest starring all the Justice League members?
You're going to see other Justice League guys coming up. Some, let's say, two of the biggest ones you can think of offhand.
Ooh!
Batman and Superman?
One would be feminine and the other would be masculine from another planet, so...
We had to ask special permission from D.C., so we thank our friends for D.C. for allowing us to possibly, maybe, show you two characters who you've been waiting to see. Next question. I'm guys at
nice
the long
to see you
line.
Again.
We only have two more. I'm sorry, guys. I know. We don't have a lot of questions. We've got to see the thing.
Dietrich.
Yeah.
Great fan. Loved you in the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, two questions. By any chance, will any members of the Drew Carey Show be appearing on any of the final 13 episodes?
I don't know. That's up to my boss over there. It would be fun. I'm sure that they would love to do it. I mean,
we've approached a couple.
Yeah. We did just try recently to get somebody, and they weren't available. But we still have a few more to make, so I'm not done casting everything yet.
Yeah.
All right, but thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Next.
Excuse me. This is for Dietrich. I have a question. How was it working on the episode Cold Chill of the Night, where you really got into the role of Batman and got inside his psyche?
Oh, you mean that's the one where he found his parents? Yeah, yeah. You know, I talked about this last year. That was the one where, as an actor, one of my acting teachers always said that there's a line that you can cross when you actually start thinking like the character. And, you know, I've put the cowl on and chased my neighbors around. And I've been a vigilante for years, so there's that. But doing that episode, because of the light tone of Batman, it's a really, it's a fun show to do. Everybody's joking around. And as Andrea knows, it's like herding cats sometimes. People like, we chat and we laugh, and then you hear that, okay, take four, 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 and they go, like that, and everybody focuses. But so it was an episode like that, but because I knew what it meant to Batman, I really started crying. And as I was talking to him, now I'm going to get emotional just talking about when he did that. It's a funny thing, because, you know, when I first started doing the character, it was just another character, and I played a lot of different characters. It's really, and this is one of the things I really wanted to get to this session, because I know that this is the last time I'm going to do it. This has been my favorite role I've ever played. And it's just been an incredible opportunity for me, and something that's meant a lot to me personally and to my family. And yeah.
Oh, thank you. Next. We have time for more questions than I thought, so you guys can get back online.
You know, it's really sad how the series is about to come to an end. That's like a punch to my face.
No.
A question to Diedrich.
Yeah.
You worked with Kevin Conroy on the episode of Super Batman of Planet X. What was it like?
You know, we couldn't be in the same room, otherwise the dimensions would cross. And there would be this time-space continuum problem, and we all wouldn't be here. It probably would be the apocalypse. So we didn't actually work on the same day, isn't that?
That's right.
Isn't that right, Ted? But you know, Kevin to me was the template. I mean, I think he's the best Batman of all the people that have played him. He's really the touchstone for, I think, everybody who has any integrity playing the role. So it was actually really fun for me to be on the same episode as him, you know, because he's a hero to me, too. So.
Thank you. Peace out.
Peace out.
Okay. Hi, guys. Really loved the episode. This question is for Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
You've worked with so many different Batmans and Jokers over the years, so how would you compare working to each and every one of them? Or like, what's it like working with him?
You know, it's wonderful. Somebody told me, actually, at this event a year or two ago, somebody had actually counted how many times I've cast Batman, because I didn't remember myself. I think now we're up to about 10 or 12 times I've had to cast Batman.
No.
Each one is, it's like a child. They're wonderful, and I love them. And I can't say I prefer anyone over any other.
Thanks, Mom.
You know, Kevin Conroy was the first Batman that I cast, and so he was always wonderful. And then there's been so many individual episodes, and there's been in series and stuff, and each one is different. That's what I like about it, is nobody is duplicating it. Everybody is doing something different and brings something different to the interpretation.
Thanks to you, Andrea.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We should point out that John is the newest Joker.
That's right.
Yeah.
You should come see that tonight. 8 o'clock tonight in what, ballroom? Bay 20. That's
see,
it, 20.
All right, good. You're going to be
come,
there.
Come see it. It's fantastic.
Yes, yeah, that's it's a good.
I'm really nervous.
Next question.
Hi, this is a question for Andrea.
Yeah.
My name is Talon Beeson. I'm a voiceover actor rep by William Morris.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering what you look for in auditions.
I look for originality, I look for versatility, and mostly, I look for good acting. It doesn't matter if you can do 1,000 voices. If your acting is weak, I can't really teach acting in a single, you know, 4-hour session. Yeah. So that's what I look for. And large, expensive gifts, you know.
Done and done. Look for it in the mail.
I'm kidding. I said that once and somebody sent me a large, expensive gift to my office. I had to send it back.
Thank
but
you.
But that's it. Yeah.
Next.
Hi, this is a question for John and Dudek. And I was wondering, what would you give to work on Batman again? because I can tell you guys on the series.
What would we give to work on this show again?
Or, well, I mean, Patrick's gun. Or any Batman series.
Any Batman series? Well, this is a 18 and under crowd, I guess. I can't really tell you what I'd give. Because, you know, it'd be either the left one or the right one. That's right. I don't know. Whichever one you prefer. If you'd like to have it to work on this again, that's totally fine. You know what? It's been really wonderful. And playing the role of Aquaman was such a joy. And still is. And, you know, we still got a couple
more. We're not
more.
Done.
We're not done yet.
We're
so
not
that's
done.
That's good. But it's always been great, and Diedrich is my favorite Batman. I don't know about anything. I just wanted to give him a hug. It's all right, but no. But I do an impression of Diedrich. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty scary. It's scary.
Aquaman. Aquaman, come back to the cave.
It's very silly. I do it, and he gets embarrassed. He's like, shut up, John. Quit it.
Next question. Thank you.
Hi, this is a question for Michael. This is about, writing the Wonder Woman animated film. I'm just kind of curious, why did you kind of really include many, of the kind of like outdated feminist ideals of the
women are better than men.
Yeah, Michael. When really the character is about equality for all, and the character quite frankly has moved a lot further in that, as shown in the works of Perez, Jimenez, and Rucka.
I hate women.
That's why he's getting married.
That's right.
The ultimate revenge.
Thanks. Next question. Thank you.
Wow. That was awesome.
But you come back, you find me, and I'll get you a DVD.
I'm so angry. This message is for Diedrich or anyone else who wants to respond. Is there any chance in the final remaining episodes, or maybe as a side job, there's going to be a Batman, Haas, Delgado team up here?
I think those are different studios, so we wouldn't be able to do that, even though it's with the same network. Plus, they sound incredibly similar, so that would be sort of... I'm not the man of a thousand voices, you know. I'm basically two. Kevin's and mine.
Hello, is this on? My question is to anyone who can answer. How do you feel about Chill of the Night, which I feel should have been the one nominated for an Emmy?
What? Oh.
Chill of the Night.
That's a great episode. James could answer that.
Yeah, but Music Meister was the one that got nominated.
I
think we made a pretty good choice. you know, Bruce Timm always told me, put your comedies up for nomination. As you recall, those of you who watch Batman Beyond, we got nominated for Egg Baby, which was probably the most reviled episode in that show's history. And we won, so...
All right, I'm sorry, no more questions. I would like to introduce Brandon Vietti, who's the director of Batman Under the Red Hood. And has anyone ever heard of Greg Weisman? So... This is when we were working on Batman, and when I got to the studio a couple years ago, we had one show in production. We had to put other shows into development. And someone at Marvel messed up, in my opinion, because they let Greg Weisman go.
Yeah.
And so I went hunting after Greg Weisman immediately. And at the same time, Brandon Vietti, who's been working on many great shows and was directing Under the Red Hood, I got these guys together. Now they look alike.
they think alike. What a crazy pair.
So what came from this pairing is Young Justice. Now, guys, this is decidedly a different take on the other show. So what we wanted to do is this show will be premiering this November, I think, on Cartoon Network. And so what we wanted to do today, because you are fans of DC and Animation DC, we wanted these guys to give you an opportunity to sharing you for the first time some of the first stuff and some animation, actually, from what the Young Justice series is going to look like. And I have to give you a clicker.
Yes, we need our clicker. Thanks.
This is drama.
Take it away.
Figure out, how do we get this on screen here?
Slides? Are we going to slides?
All right, so thanks for coming out, guys. Been working on the show for about a year now. It's all about secrets and lies, and we're going to share a few secrets with you right now.
Okay, Young Justice is firmly part of the DC multiverse, specifically our TV series and the in-continuity comic book that's going to come out this fall also are set on Earth 16 out of the 52 universes that DC has. This isn't Teen Titans or Justice League Unlimited, though those are both great shows. Our tone is different, though. We're looking at a more grounded, realistic approach to the DC universe. We'll be covering the breadth and the depth of DCU continuity within Earth 16, but this is a very young Earth, so to speak, a young universe. Not a lot has happened yet in terms of the continuity of DC.
Right, yeah. It's sort of a new age of heroes. Here's some of them. Superman's only been around for 10 years. He made his first appearance in Metropolis just 10 years ago. The Justice League is a brand new organization. They're actually 16 members strong. We've only got 15 up there. I think Wonder Woman is being fitted for a new costume. The character designs may look familiar. We've got Phil Barassa, who's right over here. He's our lead character designer.
Phil, stand up. Awesome designer.
Did a great job on the Crisis movie. I'm sure you'll remember him from that. So, and some of our leaguers up there are going to be regular to semi-regular in the series. You'll see a lot of Batman. And Batman is going to be voiced by Bruce Greenwood. So, check him out in the Under the Red Hood movie. We've also got Aquaman is going to be voiced by Phil LaMarr. We've got Green Arrow up there, voiced by Alan Tudyk.
Oh, wow.
We've got Captain Marvel, voiced by Rob Lowe.
No, that's real.
It's good stuff. And that's just a few to start. So the Justice League in our world, they're like super high-powered, high-wattage celebrities. And like most celebrities, every movement that they make is tracked by the public and, unfortunately, also the bad guys. It's kind of hard for them to move around because they're just too big. So because of the Justice League, the bad guys are getting more organized. They're getting better at working under the radar. And the Justice League realizes that they also need a team that's really good at working under the radar, sort of a covert ops team. And in our series, you'll watch our Young Justice being forged into
that
team.
Let's see some art.
That's our team.
So we're just going to quickly run through the members, tell you a little bit about each one, very little.
All right, guys, we got like literally 5 minutes and we got to show the clips.
Right,
4 minutes tops.
So first is Robin, played by Jesse McCartney. This is Dick Grayson. Age 13, he's the youngest member of the group, but he's also the guy with the most experience. He's been doing this since he was 9 years old, so he's been doing it 4 years. So he's the guy with all the chops there.
This is our Kid Flash. He's voiced by Jason Spezak. He is Wally West. He's 15. He's not as fast as the Flash. He has to accelerate and decelerate.
This is Aqualad, played by Kari Payton.
Kari.
We love Kari.
He's age 16. He's the leader of the team. This is not Garth, but Garth will be in the series. So this is a new character who, if you've been reading Brightest Day, you've started to meet.
And we get to tell you guys another cool piece of information about Aqualad. Jeff Johns has authorized us to sort of reveal a really cool secret about this character that affects the entire DCU multiverse. This is the comics included. It's a secret that not even Aqualad knows about himself, and that is that Aqualad's father is Black Manta. And that's our Black Manta.
I love Comic-Con.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Next is Superboy, played by Nolan North. Superboy is age 16 weeks. He's newly cloned. He will eventually take the name of Connor Kent. And this is a new interpretation of the character, but it's one that's very true to the character's origins.
This is Miss Martian, voiced by Danica McKellar. She's 16 in Martian years. That's 48 in Earth years. But for all intents and purposes, she is an adolescent. She is the niece of Martian Manhunter. And she's new to Earth. She's new to being a superhero.
This is Artemis, played by Stephanie Lemelin. She's age 15. She is an existing DC character. She's not Arrowette. She's not Speedy. She's not Wonder Girl. She's not an Amazon. But she is an existing DC character. Beyond that, well, we've got to keep a few secrets.
All right. So that's pretty much our lineup. And as promised, we've got some animation.
Do you guys want to see what it looks like? Do the Klingons know that? All right. Here's the animation. Thank you guys so much for coming. Please come to all our signings. Thank you very much.
This has been the official DC Comics podcast. Visit DCComics.com for the latest news, free comics previews, downloads, and more.